WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, wonderful souls. Welcome back to The Stoic Way, your daily dose of wisdom and real talk. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and if you're feeling overwhelmed, exhausted, or just plain blah lately, trust me, you are not alone. We live in a world that glorifies hustle culture, demands constant connectivity, and throws enough curveballs to make your head spin. It's no wonder so many of us are struggling to keep our mental well-being afloat. But here's the good news. Prioritizing your mental health isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Think of it like this. You wouldn't neglect your physical health by skipping workouts or eating junk food all the time, right? Your mind deserves the same level of care and attention. So, why should you prioritize your mental health daily? Let me break it down for you. First up, mental well-being is directly linked to your overall happiness and sense of fulfillment. When you're mentally healthy, you feel more positive, resilient, and capable of handling life's ups and downs with grace. Ever felt like you're constantly waiting to receive negativity? Yeah, not fun. That's where daily mental health maintenance comes in. Second, a healthy mind fuels a productive life. When your thoughts are clear and focused, you're able to make better decisions, solve problems more effectively, and achieve your goals with greater ease. Think about it. When your mind is cluttered with stress and anxiety, even the simplest tasks can feel overwhelming. Then taking care of your mental health strengthens your relationships. When you're mentally well, you're able to connect with others on a deeper level, communicate more effectively, and build stronger bonds. Ever notice how much easier it is to be patient and understanding when you're feeling good? Exactly. Now, I know what you're thinking. Madison, that sounds great, but how do I actually prioritize my mental health every day? It's simpler than you think. Think of it as incorporating small, intentional practices into your routine. One powerful tool is mindfulness. Take a few minutes each day to simply be present in the moment. Notice your breath, observe your surroundings, and let go of any racing thoughts. You can even try guided meditations. There are tons of free apps and resources available. Remember, it's not about emptying your mind completely, but rather creating space for calm and clarity. Another game changer is setting healthy boundaries. Learn to say no to commitments that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities. Protect your time and space like you would protect a priceless treasure. Trust me, it's worth it. And lastly, don't underestimate the power of self-care. Treat yourself with kindness and compassion. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body in ways that feel good, and engage in activities that bring you joy. Let's take a step back to imagine Sarah, our friend who's constantly feeling stressed and burnt out from juggling work, family, and social life. She's neglecting her sleep, eating takeout every night, and barely has time for herself. Sound familiar? Sarah decides to make a change. She starts incorporating mindfulness practices into her day, even just 5 minutes of deep breathing before bed can do wonders. She learns to say no to extra commitments that are weighing her down, prioritizing quality time with loved ones over endless errands. And she rediscovers the joy of cooking healthy meals at home and going for walks in nature. Within a few weeks, Sarah notices a significant shift. She feels less overwhelmed, more energized, and happier overall. Her relationships improve, she's more focused at work, and she finally has time to pursue her hobbies again. See? It's all about taking those small steps towards prioritizing your mental well-being. Remember, friends, you deserve to feel good. Mental health is not a destination, it's a journey. Be patient with yourself, celebrate the wins, and keep showing up for your mind every single day. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite ways to prioritize your mental well-being? Share your thoughts in the comments below or hit me up on social media. Let's continue this conversation together. And don't forget to subscribe to The Stoic Way so you never miss an episode packed with wisdom and real talk. Until next time, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.